Second half of my talk, I will explain the method. This is the many singular, actually infinitely many singular. This is like the second half of my talk, I will explain resolve this singularity. I mean resolution of singularity, infinitely many singularity at once. To make a desingularization of this infinitely many singularity, we will need a function. We need a function. Multiple L function. Is not an entire function, it's a pole, as you call it. But L function, this is entire, right? So we will make use of analyticity of L function. And it's a kind of multivariable version of L function. This is a root of U, okay? Mu infinity. And for SI, this is a complex number. L, S1, SI. This is multiple L function. The difference is just the numerator. You have a lot of L.
So it's mu.
Mu infinity. Oh, so that's a root of U.
It's not M.
Oh, N of whichever. Yeah.
It looks like.
Sorry. Very sorry. You can make a monomorphic continuation of this function. Perform an easy exercise, just a little thing in this case. Just two variables. Suppose that O in this case. Is entire energy. You can make a monomorphic continuation of this function. If all the numerators are equal 1, in this case, you can make a monomorphic continuation. You make an analytical continuation. Analytically continue. That can be done. Just a application of contour integral, Riemann's method. L function, multiple L function with this under this condition, if Riemann's method works, that means just are equal to because any value is completely same. Yeah? So here in this case, yeah, L, S1, S2, double contour. here we can make a continuous integrations. Multiple delta function, the Riemann's method doesn't work, but multiple L function, the Riemann's contour method really works under the conditions. Just to worry, okay? This really makes sense, okay? Because we assume this. Xi1 is not equal to 1, Xi2 is not equal to 1. So, this is not 1, this is not 1. So, this is, there's no pole at the origin. So, this is contour integration, so this really makes sense. Multiple delta function, Riemann's method doesn't work, but L function, this works under this condition. And you can prove that this method. So, again, this is converged, and then you can show that. This part converges for any S1, S2, with a complex number, it works. This is the original function, designed some absolute converged domains. But you have this integral expression, contour integral expression. This is a natural condition, this is a natural condition, this is a natural condition, and this is a natural condition. And this integration makes sense for any complex number S1, S2, so you can make an analytical continuation. This is a method of analytical continuation. So let's see where the poles are. This is always a holomorphic. So the candidates of poles might come from these first factors. So let's see, let's see a view. Okay? Suppose that set SI is an integer. Okay, so it is a finite case. This is negative integer. Then in this case, this is zero. But again, this is infinity. This is the pole. Fine. So, and this integration is also fine. Yeah, it's not good. So what can we say? Is greater than. In this case, this is zero. This is finite. So this is a pole. This factor is a pole. But again, here we put S1. Say psi is greater than zero. So this is zero by residue 7. So again, we can show that this is fine. I'm a bit cheating here, because we have to divide this case. I equal 1 and I equal 2, but anyway, the idea is better. Suppose that S1 or S2 is smaller than 0, then this is fine. So this is very homomorphic. Suppose SI is integer, positive integers, then this becomes infinity, but again, this is 0. And this is order 1, so again, this is not sign. Everywhere, so finite. So this is n factor. This is a proof. This only works on this case. So, S1, S3, Xi1, Xi2 is n type. Although we need a condition. Special condition. Riemann's method. Yeah. Here's a remark. I have just explained in this case. But you have a demand. You can make a meromorphic continuation of multiple function. You can make a meromorphic continuation without any assumptions. Multiple L function can be meromorphic. For any without any condition, for any. I have explained a special case. This was actually in Korea, but for any design, this really works. We can make meromorphic conditions. For any design, in that case, Euler's method, Riemann's contour method doesn't work. Euler Maclaurin's method doesn't work. But there's some special technique. Let me explain just because actually we don't need it. Just a trivial case. There's a contour-measuring bar. This is more powerful than all that Maclaurin and Riemann's contour. Let me know about this. There's some technique. And you can show that. This. This is 1 when Xi is equal to 1. And if Xi is not equal to 1, then this is 0. This is minus 1 plus. This is very similar to the M is any big positive integer. And we can show that again here. This converges. In that region, we can show that this converges. So again, you can make a new model. This is the method. This is the method called the main bounds. The original from the main bounds is actually the same. It's very, very close to the integral expressions of Gamma. These are negative integers. You consider double product of gamma function. You can check by hand that. Just by applying this measuring bounds integral expressions, you can get the integral expression of the L function. By using this, you can make a meromorphic continuation of multiple net function without any assumption. So this method, the backward, this was proved by Matsumoto. I think 2005, around that. With assumption, if you assume that all the Zai are not equal to unit, then the proof is easy. But if some of them becomes one, then the proof is not so easy. But by this can be the analytical continuation can be achieved by Menemann's integral method. This is a theorem by Matsumoto. So anyway, there's a nice criteria. As I explained, that multiple function is entire if all if the numerators are non-unit, then this is entire, and our result is that this is necessary and sufficient conditions. If one of them becomes one, then there definitely appears some fault. This is our point. In another paper, but let me skip that. So it's a kind of criteria for analytic. So let me explain our method of desingularizations. Our method is that I denote zeta s, s1, the singularized functions defined previous way. Definitions of the singularized multiple Z function is a kind of thing. You consider the multiple L function, okay? This is a desingularization of a multiple Z function, what I say. Okay? So this is, what is this? This is a multiple L function. For the denominators are root of unity, right? And here's the criteria, okay? Multiple L function can be monomorphically contained to the whole space C to R, right? But it might have but if you have this condition, then this is entire. So this is only the entire part, you see. Here we have an assumption that. How many multiple functions are there? Sigma minus 2 to R. So it's a kind of average. Average of multiple functions, which is entire. Which is entire.
So what is MC? So psi I is
MC. Xi is a loose unit. Thank you very much for asking this question. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. If you put she is integer, then this makes sense. But she goes to 1 doesn't make sense, right? So we have to give her some special meaning here. Huh? So, imprecise. H is a power series. H is not just a power series. Where? Assume that C is a positive integer. Then in this case, you can show that this integration is decomposed to the summation of L function, two variable L function, which is the entire function. So it's a kind of natural continuation with respect to C. So you can take C, you can either C to be a real number. This only since C should be integers, but here C can be positive integers. This is it. So we make kind of continuous extension. So this is our function. This is our new function of Z function. New multiple Z functions. And I will explain this. I must explain why this is called desingularized Z functions. Let me explain. This is really this. Our result, our result. Seven. Our first seven. Can be. Can be metamorph, can be. Okay. analytically from the YouTube situation. I mean, this is entire. There's no goal. There's no goal. This no singularity. Every point on the doesn't make sense. Evaluation doesn't make sense. This is our second result. A second. So let me explain. We have general format. Just let me explain on the two variable case. What does it look like? This is actually just a linear combination of this one. Of the zeta function. What is zeta function? 2 plus 3 plus 1 minus 1. S2. This is kind of shape of zeta function. What are those? We have a general formula, and this is not just a special case, but two other cases. The evaluation, we did the evaluation. It's a kind of combination of Bellman number. This is a. We introduced a new function here, but actually this is essentially just a combination of the multiple zeta function, just a shifted the multiple zeta function.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I remember there is a desynchronization process coming from shuffle and stuffle products.
Yeah.
The zeta 1,1 gets, for example, assigned different numerical values.
Yeah.
And how does it
correlate? So actually, I don't know. So what is the difference here? Okay, so there the singularization, you may be the Manchu, Dominic Manchu, and Shibi Paichi, and many other people equal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So their method is a kind of the singularization for each point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they get only one point, yeah. So there's many infinity, many other points, right? They're still singular. They're still, but here our method is a kind of, so they singularize all the poles, right? So the process and ideas are very different. And actually, I don't know this value or not, but really, it's one of the interesting topics to do that. Mm. It's really this. The singularization is really this. She has explained that here. Zeta function. Cancel. So let me write in the picture here. Okay. So let me denote it. Oh yes. So the blue line. Blue gets a function. So the poles are like this, yeah. the field method. And let's pause. This is the function. This is again the pause. You may feel this one. And the last one, actually, yellow. This is the yellow zeta function. This is just a shift. This is just a simple shift of zeta. Here you see again. And many others. Each color 3 double zeta function admits infinity many poles. But by this just quadratic, just quadratic polynomial. Only this quadratic polynomial is able to cancel all the infinitely many singularities. That's really interesting.
What about the horizontal program?
Horizontal here, okay, here S2 equal 1. Here it's cancelled. And here this is S2 equal 0. Mm-hmm. Here, this factor here, right? It's really miracle, yeah. I can't believe it, but it's just three terms. And this is not only the phenomenon two variable, but you have also three variable, four variable, any variable. Even three variable, you have 11 terms, which is very complicated. Only three, yeah. And the other shifts. That's pretty interesting. So let me explain how the proof works. Proof actually is the immediate consequence of our definition. But let me explain the proof. Why this is entire? This is almost immediate. If you consider here you have an limit, c minus 1 goes c goes to 1. And so you can switch. By a kind of standard argument, you can change the limit and these integrations. And essentially we need this to calculate this. And you see this is. Combination of multiple zeta values. So which sends the positive value? Which sends the positive value?
So it's not the same as zeta of 5, 6, it's something else?
Something else. Yeah, something else. Yeah, well, that's what we change that one. But I like negative values. You can switch limit and integration. So you consider the limit, and this is okay. So this start, there's no pole at equal zero, from which you can prove that this is entire. What can I say? Number two, it's actually the direct calculation. It's just the direct calculation, translation. Here, if you evaluate at c equals 1, you will get it. By using this, it's really direct to see this good formula. Just a direct computation. I'm not sure if my indication here is satisfied with this indication, but it's a direct computation. You can show that. just summing up all multiplied function, I mean summing up all entire multiplied function and take an average and take a limit c equals to 1, then you will get a very very singular zeta function, combination of zeta, and this is complete entire. What is this function? The special value of negative integers. This is a combination term. Again, this is also the very, very simple. This also follows. This is also direct computation. It is HTC. It is equal to that. Then we have here. And residue 0 for expecting, you will get this one. This is only the explanation of the two value of this. In our paper, you can see the proof of many values, several values, in general. So, let me stop my talk here. Thank you very much.
Some questions or comments? Some theory coming up?
I don't know because I really don't know. So with complete integral, so everything is a complex situation. So. Of course I'm interested, but yeah.
The definition of HTC is very common in Iwasawa theory.
So the problem is how to prove the meromorphicity, anarchistic empirical case. Yeah, we can't use the Riemann's method.
Any other questions? So that's the end of the meeting. I would like to thank all the speakers and all the participants, and also all the organizers who kind of contributed to making the program. Sergei and Hirokazu and Benjamin, who has already left. So thank you and. Then I was thinking of the next event, so kind of we'll let you know if we make more concrete plans, but we're thinking of the continuation of this series.